Will you please turn to the book of Acts?
请我们翻到《使徒行传》
Chapter 13,
第十三章
Verse 22,
第二十二节
The last sentence.
我们来看最后的一句
Acts Chapter 13, Verse 22,
使徒行传第十三章第二十二节
The last sentence.
最后的一半
I have found David, the son of Jesse.A man after my heart, who shall do all my will.
我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
好不好？我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gather together before Thee,
亲爱的主，当我们聚集在你的面前。
We pray that thy word will be living and operative in each of our lives.
我们实在祷告你的话语在我们每一个人的生命中是活的，是有功效的。
We believe that thy word is life and spirit.
我们实在相信你的话就是生命，就是灵。
And we trust thy Holy Spirit to quicken thy word to us.
我们也相信圣灵在我们里面，叫你的话语实在是活的。
Bring us into the reality of thy word.
带我们进入你话语的实际。
That thou mayest be glorified.
叫你能够得着荣耀。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们这样祷告是奉主宝贝的名。
Amen.
Amen.
This time we fellowship on the life.Of David.
这次我们来是要来看大卫的生平。
David's life is multicolored.
大卫的一生实在是多姿多彩的。
But we will just concentrate on one thing.
但是我们要集中在一件的事上面。
And that is the witness of God concerning David's life.
那就是神为大卫一生所做的见证。
You know, whatever man may say of you is not dependable.
你知道人说你是什么，这是不可靠的。
But what God says about you, that's the truth.
但是当神说你的时候，那是真的话。
So we find that in the New Testament,
所以我们看见在新约的圣经
in the book of Acts chapter 13,
在使徒行传第十三章
in verse 22,
第二十二节
God bears witness To David.
神为大卫做见证。
God said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who shall do all my will.
神说我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
That is God's comment on the life of David.
这是神为大卫的一生做的评语。
We know that God is always looking for such a man.
我们知道神一直在寻找这样的一个人。
God created us for this very reason.
神创造我们就是为了这个原因。
That we may be those who are of his heart.
叫我们能够成为一般合乎他心意的人。
And we shall do all his will.
我们也要遵行他的旨意。
We mentioned yesterday afternoon.
昨天下午我们已经说过
that in a very sovereign way,
实在是在一个非常神圣的情形之下
God put David in a very difficult situation.
神把大卫放在一个非常困难的环境里。
But out of that difficult situation,
但是在一个困难的环境里面
God drew David to himself.
神吸引大卫到他自己的里面。
So while David was shepherding the sheep in the wilderness,
当大卫在旷野看羊的时候
he was shut off from all people.
他好像和其他的人都被关闭了。
Because he was neglected.By his own father.
就是他的父亲也轻负了他。
And he was despised even by his brothers.
他自己的兄弟也轻看他。
So there in the wilderness, he looked up to God.
在旷野，他只可以向神仰望。
And he communed with God.
他与神有交通。
He turned his heart to God.
他的心就转向归给神。
And as he communed with God,
当他这样与神交通的时候，
he began to realize God's heart.
他就发现神的心。
He knew that God's heart was like his.
他就发现神的心就好像他的心。
Because he longed to be with his father and with his brothers.
大卫他是何等的渴慕能够和他的父亲和兄弟在一起。
He longed to be one with them.
他渴慕能够与他们合一。
And yet he was rejected.
然而他被弃绝了。
So he began to think of God.
所以他就开始在思想神。
Because God loved his chosen people.
因为神爱他的选民。
And yet his chosen people rejected.
然而他的选民弃绝了他。
So God, so David's heart is one with God's heart.
所以大卫的心与神的心是合一的。
He became a man after God's own heart.
他就成为了一个合乎神心意的人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
we know that our heart is most important.
我们知道我们的心是最重要的。
The Bible says, guard your heart above all things.
圣经告诉我们说我们要保守我们的心。
For out of it are the issues of life.
因为生命一切的事。
So far as our spiritual or moral being is concerned,
按着我们属灵或者道德的人来说，
our heart is the very center of it.
我们的心乃是中心。
If we do not keep our heart,
如果我们不保守我们的心，
if there is something wrong with our heart,
如果我们的心有毛病的话，
then everything is wrong.
那什么都错了。
Man look upon outward appearance.
人是看外貌。
But God looks upon the heart.
但神是看内心的。
We also mentioned that our heart, even though it is so important,
我们也说过我们的心虽然是那么的重要，
and yet our heart is so deceitful.
然而我们的心却是那样的诡诈。
Jeremiah says the heart is deceitful.
耶利米书说我们的心是那样的诡诈。
And it is incurable.
是不能医治的。
Now who knows it?
谁能认识他呢？
Only God examines and proves our heart.
只有神查验试验我们的心。
So thank God.
所以感谢神。
That we can bring our heart to God.
我们能够把我们的心带到神的面前。
And ask him to examine us.
求他查验我们。
We need to pray the prayer of David.
我们需要有大卫的祷告。
In Psalm 139, verse 23-24.
在诗篇138篇第23-24节。
Search me, O Lord.
他说，神啊，求你查验我。
And know my thought.
试验我的意念。
See if there is any wicked way in me.
看在我里面有什么恶念没有。
Lead me in the life everlasting.
引我走永生的道路。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
because God puts all attention on our heart.
因为神把所有的注意力都集中在我们的心里。
So our attention should also be focused upon our heart.
所以我们也必须把我们注意力放在我们的心里。
We need to daily pray the prayer of David.
我们需要每一天都有大卫的祷告。
Examine my heart.
主啊，求你检查我。
Prove my thoughts.
试验我的意念。
See if there is any idolatrous way in me.
看在我里面有没有恶行。
That lead me in the way everlasting.
引我走永生的道路。
So may the Lord find in every one of us a man or a woman of God's heart.
愿主实在在我们每一个人的身上都找到一个合乎他心意的人。
Not only we have a heart for God.
叫我们不单有心为着神。
Not only we love God with our whole heart.
不单我们用全心来爱神。
But our heart is one with God's heart.
叫我们的心与神的心是一个的。
Our heart answers to God's heart.
叫我们的心能够回应神的心。
Whatever God loves, we love.
神所爱的就是我们所爱的。
Whatever God hates, we hate.
神所恨的就是我们所恨的。
Whatever God desires, we desire.
神所渴慕的就是我们所渴慕的。
And whatever God rejects, we reject.
神所弃绝的也是我们所弃绝的。
Our heart is one with God.
我们的心与神是一个。
And that is what God is looking for.In each one of us.
这是神在我们每一个人身上在寻找的。
Now we have already go over this yesterday afternoon.
昨天下午我们已经讲过这个。
So this morning we will continue with the word of God.
今天早上我们要继续在主的话语上来看。
The word said, I have found David, a man after my heart, who shall do all my will.
圣经话说，我寻着耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
Heart is something within.
心是在里面的。
It is invisible.
是看不见的。
Only God sees our heart.
只有神能够看见我们的内心。
And our heart is within us.
我们的心是内在的。
Nobody knows what our heart really is.
没有人实在知道我们心里的情形。
But when we begin to take action,
但是当我们有行动的时候,
then through our action, you'll find the condition of our heart is made known.
从我们的行动, 我们就看出我们心里面的情形。
So here you'll find the word said, who shall do all my will?
这里说, 凡事要遵行我的旨意。
How do we know that David is a man of God's heart?
我们怎么样知道大卫是一个合乎神心意的人呢？
We know because he did all God's will.
我们知道，因为他凡事遵行神的旨意。
So this morning we would like to enter into the practical side of it.
所以今天早上我们要来看实际的一方面。
We know that David, when he was a fugitive,
我们知道，当大卫在逃难的时候
，He thought about God.
他在思想神。
He thought about the condition of God among his own people.
他就想到神子民的光景。
You remember that when God led the children of Israel out of Egypt.
你记得当神带领以色列民出埃及以后
，He brought the children of Israel to himself.
他就带以色列民到他自己的面前。
And there, he gave them the Ten Commandments.
在那里，他把十条的诫命给了他们。
And he also tell them that he wanted to dwell among them.
他也告诉他们，他要住在他们的中间。
And he asked them to build him a sanctuary.
他吩咐他们要起一个会幕
，that he may dwell among them，
叫神能够居住在他们的中间。
And not only that，
不但如此
，but he told them，
他也告诉他们。
Now after you enter into the promised land，
你们进入应许之地以后
，I will appoint one place in the promised land，
我要在应许之地指定一个地方
，where I will put my name there。
在那里我要设立我的名。
And to that one place,
就在那个地方,
you will go to offer sacrifice and to worship God.
你要在那里献祭敬拜。
The children of Israel were commanded to go to that one place three times a year.
以色列民他们的所受的命令来自一年三次的要到那个地方。
There to worship God in the place where God puts his name there.
就在那里耶和华设立他的名他们要在那里敬拜
But after the children of Israel enter the promised land
但是当以色列民他们进入应许之地以后
You know in the very beginning
你知道在开始的时候
They stationed in Gilgal
他们在基甲那里安营
And most likely because they just arrived there
最有可能的是他们刚到那个地方
and God hasn't revealed to them what that one place was.
神还没有向他们显明他要的地方是在那。
So most likely the tabernacle was set up in Gilgal.
所以最有可能的会幕就在基甲那里被建立起来了。
But later on you'll find that the tabernacle moved somewhere else.
但是后来你就看见会幕被迁移了。
It was stationed in Shiloh.
就在示罗那里安定下来。
That was during the days of Joshua.
就是在约书亚那个时代。
But you remember at the time of Eli.
你记得在以利的时候。
There was a battle between the Israelites and the Philistines.
以色列和非利士有征战。
And the Ark of God was being captured by the Philistines.
约柜就被非利士人掳去了。
And so when the ark came back from the Philistines,
当约柜从腓力斯人那里被运回来的时候
it did not return to Shiloh.
没有回到示罗这个地方。
It was hidden in the field of the woods.
乃是在旷野那里被安放的。
In the house of Abinadab.
在亚比拿达的家里。
So,During the time of Saul,
在扫罗的时候
you find evidently the tabernacle was moved to Nob.
我们就看见这个会幕这个月柜被搬到
会幕搬到挪的这个地方 because you remember when David fled from Saul
因为我们记得当大卫逃避扫罗的时候
and he went to Nob
他就来到挪的这个地方
and there was the tabernacle
在那里就有会幕
and then later on you'll find the tabernacle was moved to Gibeon
后来我们看见会幕又搬到基甸
So the tabernacle of God.
所以我们看见神的会幕
moved from one place to another place.
从一个地方搬到另外的地方
There was no definite place for the dwelling of God.
好像没有一个固定的地方给会幕在安放
And furthermore, you find the tabernacle and the ark are being separated.
更进一步，你就看见约柜和会幕被分开了。
So for hundreds of years,
有几百年的时间
there was no definite place for the tabernacle.
没有一个固定的地方为我会幕。
The definite place where God would put His name there.
就是神可以设立他的名的地方。
And because of this,
因着这个缘故
you find the children of Israel were scattered.
你就看见以色列民他们被分散了。
They were not united in one.
他们不是联合的。
And nobody really knew where their place was.
没有人知道那个地方在哪里。
But strangely,
但是很奇怪的
You find after David became king
你发现当大卫做了王以后
You know what he did?
你知道他做了什么吗
If you turn to 2 Samuel chapter 5
如果我们看撒母耳记下第五章
You find that the first thing he did after he became king
你就发现他做王以后第一件事他所做的
He went to take Jerusalem
他就攻下了耶路撒冷
At that time, Jerusalem was under the Jebusites.
在那个时候，耶路撒冷乃是给耶洗别人所霸占的。
And David went there and took Jerusalem.
大卫就把拿耶路撒冷攻下来。
And made it the capital of the nation.
他就立耶路撒冷为首都。
And there, the name of God was to be located.
在那里，神的名就可以设立。
Now.How did David know that Jerusalem was the place of God's choice?
他们怎么样能够知道耶路撒冷就是神所拣选的地方呢？
For hundreds of years, nobody knew where God's appointed place was.
好几百年的时间，没有人知道神所立的地方是哪里。
But because David is a man of God's heart.
但是应着大卫是合乎神心意的人。
So evidently he received revelation from God.
所以很明显的他就从神这做了启示。
He knew that it was Jerusalem that God appointed.
他知道耶路撒冷就是神所指定的地方。
You know, from the viewpoint of strategy,
你如果用策略的眼光来看
，Jerusalem was not in a strategic spot.
耶路撒冷不是一个在战略上一个很好的地方。
It was not on the thoroughfare of the world.
不是好像在世界主要的大道上。
It was out of the way.
乃是在偏僻的地方。
From the human standpoint, it wasn't fit to be a capital.
从人的眼光来看，实在是不适合做首都的。
But David, by the revelation of God,
但是大卫因着神的启示，
he knew that Jerusalem was the place of God's choice.
他知道耶路撒冷乃是神的拣选。
There God wants to put His name there.
在那里神要设立他的名。
And because God's name is in Jerusalem,
因着神的名在耶路撒冷。
So the children of Israel will all flow into Jerusalem.
以色列民他们都要进到耶路撒冷。
And they will become one in God.
在那里他们要在神里面成为一。
That is the first thing that David did.
这是大卫所做的头一件事。
In other words,
换句话说，
he found a place where God's name was to be placed.
这找到一个地方是耶和华可以安置他的名的。
And because of that name, the children of Israel will gather together under that name and become one nation.
因着那个名，以色列民他们能够被聚在一起，能够成为一个国家。
Because this is God's will.
因为这是神的旨意。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，if we apply this to our time,
如果我们把这个应用在我们今天的时间
，you remember our Lord Jesus when He was on earth?
你记得当耶稣在地上的时候
？In Matthew chapter 18,
在马太福音第十八章
，He said, "Where two or three are gathered together unto My name, there am I in the midst of them."
他说，如果有两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就在他们中间。
In other words.
换句话说
，When our Lord was on earth，
当我们主耶稣在地上
，You remember in the Gospel according to John，
你记得在约翰福音那里
，On that last day with his disciples，
当主耶稣最后一天和门徒们在一起
，He told his disciples，
他就告诉他的门徒
，I give my name to you，
我把我的名给你们
，And if you pray in my name。
你们如果奉我的名祷告
，My Father will hear you，
我父必垂听。
So you know the name of the Lord is very precious。
所以我们知道主的名实在是非常的宝贵。
When the Lord was with his disciples，
当主耶稣与门徒们在一起的时候
，Because he himself was present there，
啊，因着他自己在哪里
，So he did not need to give his name to them。
他不需要把他的名给他们。
But when he was thinking of leaving them，
当他要离开的时候
，He left them with his name。
他就把名留给他们。
And then our Lord also said，
然后我们的主也说
，Where two or three are gathered together in my name，
如果有两三个人奉我的名聚会
，There am I in the midst of them，
我就与他们同在。
In other words，
换句话说
，Where His name is， there is His presence。
他的名在那里，他的同在也在那里。
Now that is how precious is this name。
这就是这个名何等宝贵的地方。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，What is the church？
教会是什么呢
？The church is the called out ones gathered together。
教会乃是蒙召出来的人聚集在一起。
Out of every nation, every tribe, every tongue, every people，
从各国、各民、各方
，God called a people out，
神呼召一般人出来
，and these called out ones gathered together，
这些蒙召出来的人聚集在一起。
Now that's the meaning of the word church，
这就是聚会的意义。
In the Greek is ecclesia，
在希腊文是 ecclesia。
Ecclesia means call out ones gather together，
就是说蒙召出来的聚集在一起。
But gather together unto what？
但是聚集在一起 做什么呢？
We know that even in this world,
就是在这个世界，我们知道
you have all kinds of fraternities and clubs.
我们都有许多的党派，许多的宗会。
You find that there will be people gathered together out of other people.
许多的人都聚集在一起。
And for a certain purpose, for a certain reason.
为着特别的一个原因，一个的目标。
So the call on ones gather together.
所以这般蒙召出来的聚集在一起。
Gather together and to what?
是奉什么来聚集在一起呢？
For what reason? For what purpose?
是为什么的原因呢？有什么的目的呢？
We know the church is different from all the fraternities and all the clubs.
我们知道教会和其他许多的宗派、许多的聚会都不同的。
Because it is gathered together unto the name of the Lord Jesus.
因为他们被聚集在一起，乃是聚集在基督耶稣的名之下。
Now, why do we gather together?
那为什么我们被聚集在一起呢？
We gather together unto the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们乃是奉主耶稣的名给聚集在一起。
Now, the name of the Lord Jesus is not just a nominal name.
你知道主耶稣的名不单就是简单的一个名。
We just cannot say Lord, Lord, and we do not obey him.
我们不能够单说主主啊主啊，却是不顺服他。
Because the name of the Lord is real.
因为主的名是实真实的。
His name is living.
他的名是活的。
When we gather together unto his name,
当我们奉他的名聚集的时候
，you find that name is representing himself.
你就发现这个名是代表主的自己的。
So put it in another way.
或者用另外一个方法。
When we all gather together unto his name.
当我们奉他的名聚集在一起的时候。
We all gather together under his headship.
我们乃是聚集在基督的头之下。
We all gather together under his authority.
我们乃是聚集在他的权柄之下。
His name is authority.
他的名就是权柄。
So we all gather together under his authority.
所以我们聚集在一起，其实在基督的权柄之下。
In other words,
换句话说，
every one of us will surrender ourselves to him.
我们每一个人都把自己降服于他。
We allowed him to be our head.
我们让主耶稣做头。
Now what do you mean to be the head?
做头是什么意思呢？
We know that our head is where all the command comes.
我们知道我们的头就是掌管一切的。
It is the command post.
是那个控制的中心。
Every action in the body.
身体上每一个的活动。
Every action of the members of the body.
身体上每一个肢体的活动。
Is controlled by the head.
来自由头来控制。
And every members of the body subject itself to the head.
身体每一个肢体必须降服于头的权柄之下。
So the head controls the whole body.
所以头就能够控制全身。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
what is the meaning of the church?
教会的意思是什么呢？
The meaning of the church is where the name of the Lord is placed.
教会的意思就是主耶稣的名所在的地方。
The Lord's name is placed in the church.
主耶稣的名乃是被安置在教会里的。
In other words, we who are the members of the body of Christ.
换句话说，我们这些做基督身体肢体的。
We all submit ourselves under his headship.
我们都顺服于主基督做头的之下。
We all submit ourselves to his authority.
我们都降服于基督的权柄。
So his will may be done in and through us.
叫他的旨意能够在我们身上通行。
And in doing that, the whole body is united into one.
当我们这样做的时候，全身就联合成为一。
This is the will of God.
这就是神的旨意。
Wherever God's people gather together,
无论神的子民在哪里聚在一起，
that they are gathered together unto the name of the Lord Jesus.
他们乃是奉主耶稣的名聚集的。
Our Lord put his name in us.
神把他的名安放在我们里面。
And we are under no other name but the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们没有在任何其他的名底下，只有主耶稣基督的名。
It is only when we are doing such.
当我们这样做的时候
，we find that we are united into one.
我们就发现我们被联合在一起。
You know the problem with Christianity today.
你知道基督教今天的难处在哪里吗
？You find God's people. Thank God, there are many of God's people.
我们感谢神，有许多神的子民。
And there are many people gathered together as the church.
许多的人聚集在一起，成为神的教会。
But the problem is, do we gather together under His name.
但是难处乃是说我们是不是实在是奉主耶稣的名聚集呢
Unfortunately, in church history,
很可惜的在教会的历史来看
you find that some people gather together under certain other name than the Lord Jesus.
你就看见有许多的人他们聚集在其他的名之下
Instead of gather together into the name of the Lord Jesus.
而不是在主耶稣基督的名字下。
And because of this, you find Christianity is divided.
你就看见因着这个缘故基督教就被分开了。
Some people gather together under the name of a great servant of God.
有些人他们聚集在一起他们就用了神的一个大用的仆人的名。
For instance, John Wesley.
比方说约翰卫斯理
he was a great man of God
他实在是神所用的一个人
and then you find there is the Wesleyan church
你就看见有卫斯理的教会
and they are gathered together under a certain name
他们就奉一些其他的名来聚集
and you find there are other Christians gathered together under a certain teaching or system of doctrine
你有看见有一些的基督徒他们聚集在一起是要守一些的规条的
For instance, John Calvin is a great man of God
比方说加尔文他是神大用的一个仆人
He was greatly used by God during the Reformation
在教会改教的时候他是神所大用的一个人
And then you find people gathered together under his teaching which is called the Reformed teaching
你也看见许多的人他们也应着他所教的这一个教条他们的聚会就叫更进更正会
and then you find there are some other people
所以你也看见有其他的人
they gather together under a certain Christian experience
他们聚集在一起乃是基于一些属灵的经历的
for instance the Pentecostal church
比方说五旬节会
so you find God's people are met together under different names.
所以你就看见神的子民他们在许多其他的名字下聚集了。
Instead of exclusively under the name of the Lord Jesus.
而不是单独的聚集在基督耶稣的名字下。
And because of that, God's people are divided.
因为这个缘故，神的子民就被分裂了。
Just like the children of Israel.
就好像以色列民一样。
Before the name of God is put in Jerusalem.
当神的名还没有放在耶路撒冷的时候
you find the people are divided.
你就发现以色列民是被分开的
There is no uniting point to the children of Israel.
以色列民他们没有一个集中的地方
And the same is true today.
今天也是这样
If we gather together anywhere, we gather together in the name of the Lord Jesus.
无论我们在哪里聚会，我们聚会乃是在基督耶稣的名之下的。
We place ourselves under His authority alone.
我们把自己只放在基督的权柄之下。
Because He is the head of the body.
因为他是身体的头。
There is no other head.
再没有其他的头了。
And we all submit ourselves under the headship of Christ.
如果我们都这样的降服于基督这个头之下
，then you find not only the presence of the Lord，
你就发现不单我们有主耶稣的同在
，but also God's people are united into one，
神的子民也能够成为合一的。
So how can we see God's people are united in one？
我们怎么能够看见神的子民合而为一呢
？The spiritual principle is if we all put ourselves under His name.
属灵的原则乃是说，我们需要每一个人都把自己放在主耶稣的名之下。
You know, we should not be like Peter at one time.
我们知道，我们不应该好像彼得一样。
You know, he said, "Lord, Lord," and yet he said, "You never should do that."
他对主说主啊主啊，然而他说万万不可。
Now, if you call him Lord,
那如果你称呼主是主的话，
then you should listen to him instead of telling him what to do.
那你应该听他说，而不是告诉他做什么。
So let us not call the name of the Lord in vain.
让我们不要妄称主耶稣的名。
Since we are called by His name,
如果我们是求告主耶稣的名，
let us really submit ourselves under His authority.
就让我们真正的把自己降服于基督的全能之下。
Allow Him to be our Lord.
让他实在是我们的主。
To be our head.
是我们的头。
And we all submit under His headship.
我们都在基督这个头之下降服。
There you find the presence of the Lord.
在那里我们就发现主耶稣的同在。
So you find David a man after God's own heart.
所以你看见大卫是一个合乎神心意的人。
He did God's will first of all by taking Jerusalem and have the name of God placed there.
他遵行神的旨意，头一件事他所做的就是得着了耶路撒冷，然后把神的名安置在那里。
Where the children of Israel will flow into it.
在那里以色列民都可以进到那里。
And they become one nation.
他们就成为一个国家。
So may the Lord do the same thing among us.
愿主在我们中间做同样的工作。
If we really love the Lord,
如果我们真的爱主的话，
If we really are men and women of God's heart,
如果我们都是合乎神心意的人，
Now this is God's heart.
这就是神的心。
That we gather together under His name and His name alone.
叫我们聚集乃是只在主耶稣基督的名之下。
But this is only the first step in David's life as king.
这不过是大卫做王以后所做的头一步。
And then you find the second thing.
第二件事呢？
That is recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 6.
是在撒母耳记下第六章那里记载的。
You know, after he has had taken Jerusalem,
你知道他把耶路撒冷攻下了以后，
and put the name of the Lord there,
他就把耶和华的名安置在哪里？
Then he began to gather his people,
他就把他的子民聚集在一起，
and he shared his heart with his people,
他就把他心事与他们分享。
He said, the ark of God was hidden in the fields of the wood.
他就说约柜乃是在旷野树林的里面。
Let's bring the ark back to Jerusalem.
让我们把约柜运回耶路撒冷。
You know, after the ark was captured by the Philistines,
你知道当约柜被非利士人掳去以后，
when it came back to the children of Israel,
当约柜被运回到以色列民中间的时候，
instead of the whole nation make the ark the center of their lives,
以色列众民没有把约柜成为他们的中心。
Because the ark in the old days is where the presence of the Lord was.
因为在旧约的时候，约柜就是神所在的地方。
You remember God commanded Moses to build a chest?
你记得约柜你记得神怎么样吩咐摩西来做这个约柜吗？他先做一个箱子。
And also the cover of the chest, you find it is pure gold.
箱子的盖乃是金金所做。
And there you find the two cherubim.
在上面有两个基路伯。
And the Bible says, the glory of the Lord rests between the two cherubims on the mercy seat.
圣经告诉我们说，神的荣耀就在施恩宝座上，就在两个基路伯上的中间。
So here you'll find the glory of the Lord sits upon this
ark.
所以你就看见神的荣耀就坐在约柜的上面。
So it was put in the holiest of all.
乃是放在至圣所里面的。
But as we already know, the ark was divided, was separated from the tabernacle.
但是我们知道，约柜后来和会幕被分开了。
And it was hidden in the house of Abinadab.
后来就放在亚比拿达的家里。
And during the time of Saul as king,
当扫罗作王的时候，
he never inquired before the ark.
他从来没有在约柜面前求问。
Because Saul was a man of flesh.
因为扫罗是属血气的。
He did not care. He did not really understand spiritual things.
他不关心，他也不明白属灵的事。
And he did not even inquire at the ark of God.
他也没有在约柜之前求问神。
And the whole nation of Israel forgot the ark.
整个以色列的民族他们都忘记了约柜。
But David was different.
但是大卫不同。
You remember?
你记得
in Psalm 132, he said, God remember me in my affliction.
他说神在敌难中纪念我。
And when I was in my affliction,
当我在苦难的时候，
or you can put it another way, I afflict myself.
就是说我自己叫自己受了苦难。
Because I'm thinking of the ark of God.
因为我在思想神的约柜。
Nobody seemed to have any love for the ark.
没有人爱慕约柜。
But David, he loved the ark.
但是大卫他爱约柜。
He loved God's presence.
他爱神的同在。
So he afflicted himself.
所以他就叫自己受苦难。
He said, I could not rest until I find a place for the ark.
他说我如果不为约柜找到一个地方我就不能安息。
I cannot rest until God is rested.
我不能够安息只等到神得够安息。
So immediately after he became king,
所以当他一做了王以后，
when he had the opportunity,
当他一有机会，
he consulted with his people.
他就与他的民聚在一起。
Let's bring the ark back into Jerusalem.
他说让我们把约柜运回到耶路撒冷。
Instead of being hidden somewhere else,
而不是隐藏在一个地方的。
It should be the center of the nation.
他需要成为国家的中心。
God's presence should be our center.
神的同在应该就是我们的中心。
So he prepared a tent in Zion.
所以他在
西安。
在西安就预备了一个帐幕，
so that he can move the ark back into Jerusalem.
好叫他能够把约柜运回耶路撒冷。
That God will be the center of the nation.
叫神能够成为国家的中心。
And you know the story.
你也知道这个故事。
In the beginning, he didn't bring back the ark according to God's way.
在开始的时候，他没有照着神的方法把约柜。
He brought back the ark according to the way of the Philistines.
他乃是用腓利斯人的方法来把约柜运回来。
The Philistines did not know God's way.
腓利斯人他们不认识神的方法。
So they used their ingenuity.
所以他们就用他们的头脑了。
They sent back the ark on an ox cart.
他们就用一辆的牛车来运约柜。
Instead of the ark should be borne by the priests.
约柜本来是祭司要来抬的。
So David, when he brought back the ark in the first instance,
所以头一次当大卫把约柜运回来的时候，
he put the ark on the ox cart.
他就把这约柜放在牛车上面。
And God was angry with that.
神就不喜悦了。
Because God's way, God's will has to be done in God's way.
因为神的旨意必须要用神的方法。
It is God's will.For the ark to return to Jerusalem.
是神的旨意，约柜要回到耶路撒冷。
But God's way is not carried by ox, but by man.
但是神的方法不是用牛来抬，乃是要人来扛。
So in 2 Samuel chapter 6, you'll find something happened.
你就发现在撒母耳记下那里第六章说有些事情发生了。
And David was not only indignant, but he was fearful.
大卫就不但发怒，而且惧怕。
So he let the ark be carried to another house.
所以他就让约柜被运到另外一家房子里面。
And then he heard God bless that house.
他就听见神祝福那一家。
So the second time he said, "Well, we have to do it in God's way."
所以第二次他就知道他需要用神的方法来做。
So the priests were sanctified and they carried the ark upon their shoulders.
所以祭司就被圣别了，然后他们就去把约柜扛回来。
And the ark came back into Jerusalem.
约柜就回到耶路撒冷。
The presence of God is in the midst of His people.
神的同在就在他的子民当中。
And where His presence is, there is joy.
哪里有神的同在，那里就有喜乐。
There is.
大卫是一个合乎神心意的人。
He loved the presence of God.
他爱慕神的同在。
You remember Moses?
你记得摩西吗？
When the children of Israel rebelled against God by worshipping a golden cow.
当以色列人他们背叛神，他们拜金牛犊的时候，
God said, "I will not go now with you."
神说我不会与你们同去。
I will just send an angel to lead you.
我会派天使带领你。
But Moses.Pleaded before God.
但是摩西求神。
And in Exodus chapter 33.
在出埃及记第三十三章。
Moses said, "God,
摩西说
if your presence do not go with us, we won't go."
如果你不与我们同去，我们就不去。
What makes us different from the nations is your presence.
我们与外邦有什么不同呢？就是你的同在。
If your presence.He's not there.
如果你不与我们同在，
then we are no different than the other nations.
那我们与地上的万民有分别吗？
We cannot go ahead.
我不能够去。
So he pleaded with God.
所以他就一直的求神。
And God said, "Okay, my presence will go with you."
那神说我要与你同去。
So you find that those who know the heart of God,
所以你就看见那些认识神的心的人，
they love the presence.Of God.
他们爱慕神的同在。
Because they know the presence of God is everything to them.
因为他们知道神的同在就是一切。
It is the presence of God that makes them differ from all the rest of the nation.
乃是神的同在叫他们与地上的万民有分别。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
the same principle applies today.
同样的原则也可以应用在我们今天。
Those who are men and women of God's heart,
凡是合乎神心意的人,
they love the presence of the Lord.
他们爱慕神的同在。
Without God's presence, everything is finished.
没有神的同在，一切都完了。
You may have anything you like.
你可以有一切你所要的。
You may have people.
你可以有很多的人。
You may have activities.
你可以有很多的活动。
You may have organizations.
你可以有很多的组织。
You may have all kinds of things.
你可以有许多不同的东西。
But if the presence of the Lord is absent,
但是如果主的同在没有的话，
you have nothing.
你什么都没有。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
in our hearts,
在我们的心里，
there should be a deep desire for the presence.Of God.
我们需要有一个很深的渴慕神的同在。
Not only in our individual life,
不单在我们个人的生活里。
In our individual life, the one thing that we need is His presence.
在我们个人的生活里，我们所需要的一件事就是主的同在。
Praise God.
感谢神。
Our Lord, before He left,
当我们的主离开以前，
He said, "I will be with you."To the end of the age.
他说我要与你们同在直到世代的末了。
Thank God he sent his Holy Spirit to us.
感谢神他赐下圣灵给我们。
And his Holy Spirit dwells within us.
圣灵就住在我们的里面。
You know everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus.
你知道每一个相信主耶稣的人。
Not only he has forgiven our sins.
不单他已经赦免了我们的罪。
Not only he has given us a new life.
他不单已经把新的生命给了我们。
His own life.
他自己的生命。
His divine life.
他神圣的生命。
But the Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们说,
he also gave us His own Holy Spirit.
他也把他自己的圣灵赐给罗。
You remember our Lord before He left the disciples?
你记得当主耶稣还没有离开门徒们以前
，The disciples were sorrowful.
门徒们就心里忧愁
，because their master was going to leave them.
因为他们的主要离开他们去了。
They will be as orphans.
他们就要变成孤儿一样。
So the Lord said, "Do not be sorrowful."
主耶稣说，你们心里不要忧愁
，because I go.
因为我去了。
I will ask the Father.
我要求父。
And He will send you another Comforter.
父要另外赐给你们一位保卫。
The Spirit of Truth.
就是真理的圣灵。
And He will be with you.
他要与你们同在。
He will be in you.
他要在你们的里面。
And He will never leave you.
他永远不离开你。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
We who are the Lord's.
我们这些属于主的。
We have the Holy Spirit indwells in us.
我们要。我们有圣灵住在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit,
圣灵。
The another Comforter,
另外一位保惠师。
He is with us.
他与我们同在。
And He will never leave us.
他永远不会离开我。
He is our teacher.
他是我们的教师。
He will teach us in all things.
他要在凡事上教导。
That we may abide in Christ.
叫我们能够居住在住在基督里。
So far as God is concerned.
按着神来说
His presence never leaves us.
他的同在永远没有离开我们。
But so far as our experience.
但是就着我们的经验来说
So far as our condition.
就着我们的光景来说
Oftentimes we lose His presence.
许多时候我们就失去他的同在。
When we do not listen to the still small voice.
但我们没有听那个微小的声音。
We do not listen to the voice of God within us.
我们没有听神在我们里面的声音。
When we sin against Him.
当我们得罪他。
And when we allow the world to occupy our heart.
当我们让世界霸占我们的心。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
We feel as if He is not here.
我们就好像感觉到主没有在那里。
Have you experienced this?
你有没有经历这一
个？ Is it your regular experience?
是不是你经常都经历的呢？
If it is your regular experience,
如果这是你经常所经历的，
you are in a very, very pitiful situation.
那你实在是在一个非常可怜的光景里。
Even though He is still with you,
虽然他是与你同在，
but you are not with Him.
但是你没有与他同在。
And that's the reason why you lose.The sense of His presence.
这就是你会觉得他没有同在的原因。
His presence is everything to us.
他的同在实在就是我们的一切。
Do not allow anything to block to hide to cover His presence with you.
不要让任何的事物来阻挡来遮盖神的同在。
Repent,
悔改
return to Him,
归回他
that His presence may be with you.
叫他的同在能够是你的
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
this is not only true individually.
这不单在个人的身上是真的
this is true corporately.
在教会的生活里也是真的
There is no meaning if we gather together.
如果我们聚集在一起
Going through the motion.
只不过是有一些的活动
Be religious.
好像是很虔诚的
and we do not have His presence with us.
然而却没有主的同在在这里。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
seek above all His presence.
我们要寻求主的同在胜过一切。
His presence is promised to us.
他的同在就是他的应许。
But His presence is not automatic.
但是他的同在不是自动的。
Because His presence will be conscious only when we are in right relationship with God.
只有当我们与神有正当的关系的时候，我们才能够感觉到神的同在。
So we need to be very careful about this.
所以我们需要非常的小心。
That wherever we meet together,
每逢我们聚集在一起
的时候 it is not just a word.
不是一些话语。
Because you promised us.
因为你应许了我们。
Where two or three are gathered together unto my name.
如果有两三个人奉我的名聚集。
There am I in your midst.
我就在他们中间。
Therefore, we are more than two and three.
在这里远超过两三个。
And we are gathered together officially under your name.
我们官方来说是奉主的名聚集。
Therefore, you must be among us.
所以你必定与我们同在。
Not.
不是的。
No.
不死的。
They need reality.
我们需要有实际。
We need to live in spiritual reality.
我们需要过着属灵的实际。
Where His presence is,
他的同在。
Then there will be fullness of joy.
如果在这里，我们就有满足的喜乐。
And there will be life forevermore.
也有永远的生命。
So you find David. As a man after God's heart,
大卫是合乎神心意的人。
He did God's will.
他遵行了神的旨意。
He brought the ark back into Jerusalem.
他把约柜带回到耶路撒冷。
And make it the center of the life of the children of Israel.
叫他能够成为以色列民他们生活的中心。
But that is not all.
这但是不是一全部。
Because David shall do.All God's will.
因为大卫要凡事遵行神的旨意。
And you know, if you read, I think in Chinese you cannot see it.
在中文是比较难明白。
Because in Chinese the singular and the plural, you need to add something to it.
因为中文来说，单数与下复数的话，你要加上一些的字。
But in English you can distinguish them.
但是英文就很容易看出来。
And who shall do all my We will say wills, but no, the Bible says will.
圣经来是说要完全的遵行我的旨意。
All
完全的
includes many things,
包括许多的。
So we will say all my wills, many wills.
实在来说，这许多的旨意，复数的。
But no,
不是的。
All and yet one will.
完全部，但是只有一个旨意。
Because this will is an all-inclusive will.
因为这是一个完全包括的旨意。
We call it the eternal will of God.
我们称这个叫做神永远的旨意。
That is one will of God.
这是神唯一的旨意。
It is all-inclusive.
是包括一切的。
But it is one will.
但是是一个。
And you find every step that David.took,
你就发现大卫所走的每一步
was in that will,
都是在这个旨意里。
Now, first of all,
头一步
he took Jerusalem,
他攻下了耶路撒冷。
So the name of the Lord will be placed,
叫神的名能够安放在那个地方。
Then the second step,
第二步
in the same will,
在同一个旨意里
he brought the ark of God back to Jerusalem,
他把约柜带回到耶路撒冷。
And then you find the third step,
然后你看见第三步。
David, he lived in his palace.
而大卫他住在他的宫中。
So one day he talked to Nathan.
有一天他跟拿单说话。
His prophet.
他的先知。
He said, I live in a house of cedar.
他说我住在香柏木的宫中。
And the ark of God is in a curtain.
神的约柜却在帐幕里。
I couldn't do that.
我不能够这样做。
I want to make God a permanent house.
我要为神建立一个永远的殿。
And Nathan said, whatever you think, go ahead.
拿但说你所想的你就可以去做。
Because that's natural.
因为这是很自然的。
You are a man of God's heart.
你是合乎神心意的人。
And what you say is according to God's heart.
你所说的就是按着神的心意的。
And so you just go ahead.
所以你可以去行。
But God's word came to Nathan.
但是神的话临到拿单。
And he said, you go back and tell David.
说你回去告诉大卫。
And if you read carefully what God said,
如果仔细的来看神所说的话
That's in 2 Samuel
在撒母耳记下
2 Samuel chapter 7
第七章
Because my eyesight is poor I cannot read
我的眼睛不好
butYou read it later on.
你们回去好好的读。
When God heard what David said,
当神听见大卫的话
God sent Nathan back to David.
神就差遣拿单回去向大卫说话。
And you listen.
他说
God said, Did I ever ask anyone to build me a house?
我有没有要任何人为我建造住处呢？
God's tabernacle traveled with the children of Israel through the wilderness.
神的会幕和以色列民在旷野一直的往前。
And after arrived in Canaan,
就来到迦南。
It is moved from here and there.
从一个地方搬到另外一个地方。
God never asked anyone for a permanent home.
神没有要求任何的一个人给他建造一个永远的居所。
In other words,
换句话说，
God's heart was to dwell permanently among His people.
神的心意乃是要永远住在他的子民的中间。
But He wouldn't ask for it.
但是他不会要求的。
He wants this to come out from the hearts of his people.
他要他的子民从心里要这一个。
If you love me,
你如果爱我的话，
you will build me a house.
你会为我建造一个殿。
But God will never ask for it.
但是神不会开口要。
And God waited for hundreds of years. Nobody seemed to have such heart.
神等了好几百年，好像没有一个人有这样的一个心。
God wandered, as it were, with His people.
神好像和以色列人一样，在旷野里边，慢行。
He never entered into His rest.
他没有进入安息。
But here was a man.
但是这里有一个人
，After God's heart.
他是合乎神心意的。
Wanted to build God a house.
他要为神建造一个房子。
How this must touch God's heart.
这何等摸着，深深的摸着神的心。
You know when you read.The Bible, you need to feel it.
你知道我们读圣经的时候，我们必须要感觉到。
Even though God forbid David to build a house,
虽然神不要大卫建造这个房子。
Because David shed too much blood,
因为大卫流了太多的血。
He was a man of war,
因为他是一个征战的人。
But how God appreciated David's heart.
但是神是那样欣赏大卫的心。
God said, "You cannot build it."
神说你不能够起。
Your son will do it.
但是你的儿子会建造。
A man of peace.
乃是一个平安的人。
Will do it.
和平的人他要做。
But because you have such heart to build me a house.
但是因为你有这样的一个心。
I will first build you a house.
我要先给你建造一个房子。
You know, you can never exceed God.
你知道我们永远不能够超越神的。
God always exceeds us.
神永远是超越我们的。
And God said, I will build you a house.
神说我要为你建立家室。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
That is God.
这就是神。
David was not allowed by God to build a house.
神没有容许大卫为他建造殿。
And David said, Well, if you do not want me to do it,Well, that's it.
大卫有没有说你既然不要我做，那就算了
？No,
不是的。
You find David prepare materials for the house.
你就看见大卫在那里预备材料。
Now, if you read,
如果你读
First Chronicles chapter 22 and chapter 29,
历代志上第二十二章第二十九章。
I can only briefly mention it.
我只能够很快的提一下。
David said, "In my affliction,
大卫说在我苦难中
I prepared gold and silver and many things.
我准备金银和许多其他的东西。
And then in chapter 29,
在二十九章
he said, "According to all my power, I prepared gold, silver, and so forth."
他说我用所有的力量预备金银和其他的材料。
And then he said, "In my affection for God's house, I give out of my own the best gold and silver."
他说我因着爱慕神的殿，我就把我所最好的献给他。
even though he was not allowed to build a house.
虽然神没有允许他建造圣殿。
He prepared all the materials that were needed for the house.
但是他为圣殿所需的材料都预备了。
Because he loved God.
因为他爱神。
He loved God's house.
他爱神的殿。
He just cannot rest.
他不能够安息。
He has to give God the best.
他要把最好的献给神。
This is a man after God's heart.
这是一个合乎神心意的人。
And because of this,
因着这个原因，
even though he was not allowed to build it,
虽然他没有被允许建造圣殿，
he was the one to whom God gave the pattern of the temple.
他乃是神把圣殿的样式所启示的一个人。
God used his finger.To draw the blueprint.
神用指头把神用指头把那个蓝图写给他看。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
when you apply it to us today,
如果把这个应用在我们的身上，
can we rest if we do not give God the best?
如果我们没有把最好的献给神，我们能不能够得着安息呢？
Can we enjoy ourselves and neglect God's house?
我们能不能够自己享乐而忽略了神的家呢？
Do we have a love for God's house?
我们有没有爱慕神的家呢？
If you love God, you love God's house.
如果你爱神，你就会爱神的家。
The reason why we do not seem to have any love for the house of God,
我们没有爱神的家的原因，
is because of our lack of love for God.
是因为我们缺少了爱神。
We were like the children of Israel, even when they returned from Babylonian captivity.
我们就好像以色列民一样，虽然他们从巴比伦那里回到耶路撒冷。
They came back with the one purpose of rebuilding the temple.
他们从巴比伦回来，唯一的目的就是要来重建圣殿。
And because of some opposition.Some difficulties.
但是他们遭遇了一些的难处，一些的反对。
Oh, they say this is not the time.
他们就说这不是时间。
So each one goes to build their own house.
个人就建造他自己的房子了。
They build their panel houses.
他们建这个用那个板子来建造房屋。
In other words, they build beautiful houses.
换句话说，他们起一些很美丽的房屋。
And let the house of God in ruin.
但是神的家却荒凉了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，spiritually speaking，
用属灵话来说
，is this where we are？
这是不是我们所处的光景呢
？We pay all our attention to build up our own house。
我们把我们所有的注意力都集中于建造我们自己的房子。
And we neglect God's house。
但是我们却轻忽了神的家。
Are we preparing materials for God's house?
我们有没有为着神的家预备材料呢？
Of course, the materials are not matters are not earthly.
当然我们所说的材料不是一些物质的东西，实际的东西。
Materials are spiritual.
这些材料呢是属灵的。
Gold,
金
the nature of God.
神的性情。
Silver,
银
the redemption of Christ.
基督的救赎。
Precious stones,
宝石
the work of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵的工作
Do we allow God to work in our lives?
我们有没有容许神在我们心里的生
命里 To produce the character of Christ in us,
叫基督的性情能够在我们里面
And these are the materials for the house of God.
这就是神的家所需要的材料
And are we preparing materials?
我们有没有预备材料呢？
And are we by the grace of God?
有没有靠着神的恩典
build His house,
来建造神的殿
offer ourselves,
把自己献上
and work together under the headmaster, our Lord Jesus.
与神同工，乃是伏在主耶稣基督的权柄之下
This is doing God's will.
这就是遵行神的旨意。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
today we are too individualistic.
今天我们太个人化了。
We are too independent.
我们太是独立了。
We are too self-centered.
我们太自我中心。
We are not God-centered.
我们不是以神为中心的。
We are not corporate-minded.
我们不是有一个团体的心的。
We need to think of the house of God.
我们需要想到神的家
That is the church,
就是教会
The living church of God
就是神活的教会
How can we prepare material for it?
我们怎么样能够为他预备材料呢
How can we work together to see that building finished?
我们怎么样同工能够看见这一个殿能够被建造起来呢
David God said, I have found David
大卫说我寻的大卫
Brothers and sisters, has God found you?
弟兄姊妹，神没有有没有寻的神寻到你呢
？Out of all the multitudes,
从许多人的当中
，has God found you?
神有没有寻到你呢
？A man,
是一个人
；A woman,
是一个男的或者女的
；Of God's heart,
是合乎神心意的
；Who shall do all His will?
是凡事遵行他旨意的
；May God have mercy on us.
愿神怜悯我们。
Dear Lord Jesus,
亲爱的主耶稣,
we do praise and thank you for loving us so much.
我们感谢赞美你那样的爱我们。
Not only saving us,
不单拯救了我们,
but drawing us to thyself.
也吸引我们归向你。
That thou mayst fill us with thyself.
叫你能够用自己充满我们。
That thou mayst build us together.
叫你能够把我们建造在一起
into a holy temple
来成为灵宫
a spiritual house
就是属灵的居住的地方
for thee to dwell
为着神来居住
oh we thank thee for thy precious will
主啊我们为着你宝贵的旨意来感谢你
by thy grace we want to offer ourselves to thee
靠着你的恩典，我们也要把自己献给你。
May thy love constrain us.
借你的爱激励我们。
That we may love thee and love thy house.
叫我们能够爱你，也爱你的家。
Love thy name.
爱你的名。
Love thy presence.
也爱你的同在。
And love thy house.
也爱慕你的家。
May glory be unto thee.
愿荣耀归给你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.